For a look at the research upon which the South Lawrence East Fifth Grade Academy and programs like it are based, I'm joined by Dr. Majit Fotouhi, the chairman of the Neurology Institute for Brain Health and Fitness in Baltimore. Dr. Fotouhi, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks a lot for having me on your show.
When and how did researchers begin figuring out that people, and specifically children, learn more efficiently after exercising?
Well, there is a great deal of data for several hundred years, actually, that show better fitness is associated with better brain function. There has been some studies that show that at least 1 hour of exercise is good for improved learning. But much of the data is association between, you know, kids who are in good physical shape and kids who function well.
What happens in the brain of an exercising child?
There are at least three things that happen. There is increased blood flow. There is increased levels of a protein called BDNF, brain derived neurotrophic factor. And there is increased neurogenesis. It's so exciting, Bill. When you or a child exercise, there are actually new cells that are born in the memory parts of your brain. Literally, new cells are born. This has been shown in animal studies. So exercise is the best thing for brain, especially for the memory part of the brain.
The program at the South Lawrence Fifth Grade Academy includes about 2 hours of exercise each day. Too little, too much, or just right?
Well, there is no study that says what's the perfect amount. My recommendation would be at least 1 hour a day for children who are maybe 6 to 12, and for high school kids, 2 hours a day. And I am also in favor of shorter teaching sessions, which are intermittent with 20 minutes of PE or some kind of physical activity that's somewhat structured.
Have other programs that have been around for a while given us hard data to support the idea that exercise promotes better learning?
Yes, there's no question that better exercise and, more importantly, better fitness is associated with better learning. Fitness is just more than 2 hours of exercise. Fitness also includes a good diet and being careful of the kind of nutrition a person receives. Many studies have shown that, for example, children who receive algal DHA, omega-3 fatty acids, can think better. And childhood obesity is such a big problem in our country that we need to make that the highest priority matter for our public health issues. As someone who studies dementia and prevention of Alzheimer's disease, I think that we should start educating our children from age 5 that they really need to work on having a fit body, because the best guarantee for having a sharp brain in your 50s, 60s, and 80s is to have a strong body when you're a kid.
I understand that you've had some personal experience in terms of the correlation between exercise and learning, something that happened while you were in medical school?
Yes. Well, you know, I went to Harvard Medical School, and actually when I was there, I always enjoyed listening to your show in Boston. When I studied, I always studied for 50 minutes, and I exercised. I used to do push-ups, 50 or 100 push-ups in between learning sessions, and I found them to be really helpful to pump up the blood in my head and sort of freshen my brain again.
Okay, that would be anecdotal, but I'm convinced.
Absolutely, yeah.
Dr. Majit Fotouhi is chairman of the Neurology Institute for Brain Health and Fitness in Baltimore. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. We exercise every single day. We exercise in many different ways. We run, we walk, we play. We do car wheels and we roller skate.
You're listening to Only a Game.